I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pops X.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sergeant Pop, you got to turn your barrister. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this back. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it.
What's up, savages? Terrence Pop here with another episode of Actual Life from There. And listen, if you have two brain cells that you can rub together and you've been paying attention to what's going on, you have probably come to the conclusion that the lunatics are running the insane asylum. And this has slowly been coming on for about two or three decades now. It started picking up speed radically faster under Obama and his trans husband, wife, whatever they want to call that person. I don't care. But it's getting to the point where we're being basically led down the slaughterhouse path to put our head on the chopping block. And they think we're going to go to our demise with no fight or any objections. And it is my opinion we are going to see that start here in this very year, depending upon how they handle all of this crap moving up to the so-called election they may or may not have. We'll see how this plays out. Now, I hope it doesn't happen. I hope we can pull back from this. But hope in one hand, shit in the other, and tell me which one fills up first. I'm a realist here. I don't live my life based on feelings like the left and a lot of the troons and idiots out there. I live in reality, where emotion really has very little to do with what reality does and does not do. Because in the grand scheme of things, the universe doesn't give a shit about your feelings, period. All right, now, we're going to go over... some of the articles, and we're going to point out some critical parts of the past which allowed us to get down to this horrible path that we're on right now. Now, we're going to be talking a lot about the trans community. Now, I am not, singling them out per se. I am just using them as a symptom of a greater problem because we are all seeing all of the craziness that's going on with Ukraine and a lot of our career senators and leadership of this country, in my opinion, have sold out a long time ago. And we are suffering the consequences as we speak. And we are coming very close, in my opinion, to the ledge where they want to push us off of. And we all have to be mindful to... basically avoid that craziness. Now tonight I got Battle Dwarf in the house and I got Jimmy Bones. Let's do this.
What's going on, everybody?
What are we doing?
Oh, we're talking about the lunatics running the asylum.
Oh, that thing there. Yeah, that's a before we do that, we had an event take place last week that and be ready here, Jimmy. You'll know what to do right away. That was pretty freaking cool. A guy that I know physically showed up at my house and gave Redonkulous a $500 donation. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Yeah, and we're trying to get a commercial on the TV, and we're like, they literally do not want hope put on the TV. They literally don't.
Or truth. They don't want hope or truth put on the TV.
Nope.
We are told that we are not allowed to talk about elephants. We have to find a way to phrase it as pachyderms. It's that dumb.
Yes.
It's really that dumb. So this whole thing, we've all seen this going on over the last basically 12 years, 14 years now, starting back in the Obama administration. It started a little before that when I got out in 2005. They were starting to become more tolerant of homosexuality in the military, even though they still had the don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yes.
It was blunted by then.
Well, let's be honest. When I was in the battalion, there was a couple of rainbow huggers.
Rainbow Rangers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we all pretty much knew it, but I didn't give a shit. They showed up. They did their fucking job. They didn't flaunt it around.
Yeah,
I could care less. I really could.
Yeah, I knew one.
Yeah, I could care less.
Yep.
As long as you know I'm not on the frippin' menu. I am not that guy.
Exactly.
Don't play that with me.
Yeah, the one that I knew showed up, did the mission, passed his PT test, yeah, and squared away.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
That's right. You show up, do your job, shut the hell up, keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
It's just that simple. Who cares?
Regiment Ranger by day, Rump Ranger by night.
Hey, look, man.
That's fine.
I'm just saying that we knew that was going on.
Yes,
and
that's correct.
Even back in the day, I didn't give a shit. Now, when I first came in, I remember sitting down with the recruiter, and he's just like, all right, let's just get this out of the way. You suck dick. You take it in the pooper. I'm like, what?
What?
He goes, I have to ask you those.
Yeah.
So I take it as a no. I'm like, fuck yeah, you better put no on there. I'll kill you. He goes, you can't come in if you say yes.
I don't remember how my recruiter phrased that question. I think it was just, are you gay? I was like,
What do I look gay? Somebody's going to get their teeth rearranged.
What an odd question to ask.
Yeah, but the thing is we have seen the slow erosion of our fighting forces. We've seen the corruption of our law enforcement communities being turned against us. If you think that the military will never fire on civilians, I got another thing for you.
Yeah.
Most of those guys who took their oath seriously have been driven out of the military, and you're getting a bunch of undisciplined rabble in there.
That's what the jab was.
Yes.
Colonel Murray, that we had on the show the other night, talked about that extensively on his show.
Correct.
That was part of the effort to remove any of the actual American soldiers from the military.
Yes. Anyone with a backbone.
Yeah. Anyone with backbone, anyone with anything resembling actual patriotism or sense of duty.
Yep.
Or discipline or integrity. That was an effort to remove everybody from that. So going back to the issue at hand, of the dollar store Frankenstein monster trend that we have going on in the country.
Oh, my God.
The American Psychiatric Association produces the DSM. And I've known about this for some time.
Is it up on the screen so we can see it?
It is up on the screen. Can we hit the button? There we go. Thank you. Yes. We appreciate that.
There we go.
I first encountered it way back in the early 90s when I worked at Borders Bookstore for the discount because I like books. I do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the DSM was an important manual. You had to have it if you were in certain schools like psychology, psychiatry, etc. So it was a big seller, and it's like a $200 book in 1991. So I don't know what it goes for now, but it is the defining manual for what constitutes a mental disorder, what constitutes mental illness, what things are just quirks, et cetera, and so on and so forth. It's like the Bible of that whole world.
Let's just be honest here. Everyone out there watching this train wreck going on in the real world knows something is wrong. All right. Now, if you believe you are something that you're not, it's called a delusion.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. If you think you're a cat, you're living in a delusional world. If you think you're Napoleon, you're living in a delusional world. And I'm very disappointed. And I think bigger parties were at play here when they actually monkeyed with the official definitions of mental illnesses to take that one, conveniently take that one out.
The whole thing dates all the way back to 1932, Columbia University, when a guy named Herbert Marcuse from the Frankfurt School started getting into our academic programs. And in the 1970s, the early 1970s, he's the one that basically underpinned the feminist movement because women didn't have power in academia yet. Mm-hmm. So he did it for them. And at that point, that's when things started to change. And one of our viewers mentions here, he has the DSM, says that they had homosexuality removed as a mental disorder in the 70s. That would have been under Herbert Marcuse. I've read quite a bit of that stuff there. But this here, the dollar store Frankenstein thing, no longer a mental disorder in the APA as of 2012. Well, gosh, that's a strangely coincidental year.
I was just going to say that. Isn't that the same year they got rid of the propaganda clause and some of the laws that...
You mean the one that says the United States government could use propaganda as a weapon against the citizens of the United States?
Yeah.
Which it had been doing the whole time anyway.
Yes, they have.
Like everybody doesn't know that. It's... So... They changed it to gender dysphoria, which means emotional stress related to gender identity. Gender identity disorder has been listed as a mental disorder since the third edition of the DSM more than 20 years ago. So here's how a lot of this works. Do you remember being a little kid?
Yes, of course.
Do you remember imagining you were a knight chasing dragons or some variation of that? Kids have imaginations.
Yes.
There are some little boys who think it's funny to dress up like a girl and be goofy. It happens.
Yes, it does.
It just happens. Or worse, you have older sisters who dress you up like a little girl and take pictures of it.
That's worse. Yes. That never happened to me, but you?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I had two older sisters who thought that was very funny. When I was like three, I found a picture of me in a dress. And What did you do? Anyway, it didn't stick. Here's my point. Kids have imaginations, and all of these things have been used by the regime that now basically controls our country to tell these kids that, no, it's not your imagination. You really are a cat, dog, lizard person, cross-dressing, homosexual, dollar store Frankenstein.
Correct.
You really are. It's not your imagination at all. And if anybody tells you otherwise, you tell them they've hurt your feelings.
Because the universe cares about that.
I care about that.
Yeah, I don't.
How many fucks do you have for that?
I believe I've expended exactly no fucks, no dams or give a shits. Sorry.
I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, life is very tough. I mean, I literally can't break off anymore, give a fucks, dams or shits. For any of this greatness.
Yeah, absolutely. Changing this to emotional stress related to gender identity is the cheapest damn cop-out for anything that I've ever seen in my life, but the havoc it has wreaked.
But think about this.
How many suicides have we read about related to this?
Well, 40% of them commit suicide prior to the operation and after the operation. So it makes no difference. This gender-affirming care does not care, and it's not affirming. It's mutilation of a perfectly good, functional body.
Yes.
And listen, we've covered this before with Blake on several shows. I believe the numbers 80 to 90% of these individuals who have gender dysphoria actually come to their senses roughly somewhere between 16 and 22, 23. And a lot of them just go, I'm gay. Which is fine. Be gay all you want. Whatever.
I don't care. I don't care if you're gay.
I got it. But the thing is, you know, you're literally warping the entire culture, skewing the laws for your feelings because you want to have a metaphysical argument saying you were born in the wrong body, which, as I recall, we're supposed to, you know, separate church and state. So you're trying to get the government to pass laws based on a metaphysical argument because of feelings. That sounds so logical to me. Yeah, no.
Yeah, the level of stupidity that's behind that. Most of the cross-dressers that I know, you're a cross-dresser, I'm sorry, it's just what it is. Most of the cross-dressers that I know are emotionally feeble.
Mm-hmm.
They have no spine and everything offends them. That's an emotional issue. That's a mental issue with you.
That's right.
Look, if you want to wear a dress to the bar, go ahead. I don't care. But this passing of laws that we have to accept you for who you are is Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. What are you going to do? Write me an appearance ticket for not acknowledging my children's imaginary friends? I mean, shut up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. And they
I had a bunch of imaginary friends when I was
and little. They want us to change how we've been using our language since we were born and educated.
Basically, since the language existed.
Yeah. Now, listen, everyone knows I'm a dyslexicist. If you think that I'm going to be able to change pronouns because of your feelings, I won't even remember your goddamn name. You think I'm going to remember your pronouns? Literally, you're going to say it'll be blah, 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 wah, 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 and I'll just go on and give you a crazy nickname. Like one-eyed Madam's apple, or, you know, I don't know what I'm talking about, beefcake sandwich or something like that.
The ones that actually do the mutilation, and I've mentioned this before, I say it a lot online, and I don't care. If you mutilate your body surgically and then use chemicals to further mutilate your body, you have not gone from a man to a woman or a woman to a man. You have mutilated yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're somewhere in between.
And that's where I get the phrase dollar store Frankenstein, because Frankenstein did a better job, frankly. He put a whole dude together.
Well, he did have an abnormal brain.
He did have. You brought me an abnormal brain?
Abby-normal.
Abby-normal. You brought me an abnormal brain? One of the best movie scenes ever. It's a fantastic movie scene.
Great movie reference.
Yeah, I will not now break into putting on the Ritz, although I am tempted. Anyway, you're a dollar store Frankenstein monster. You've mutilated yourself. That's correct. All you've done. You haven't turned yourself into a woman or a man.
And here's the sad part is we are going to have a huge amount of individuals who have either started the transition or been through the surgery who are going to regret it.
It's already happening.
It's already, I know, but the thing is our media, which is controlled by six corporations, which I'm sure you can trace back to a couple billionaires and or China, they're not allowing those stories out. Because quite literally, this whole trans thing, it's the new lobotomy.
Yeah.
The lobotomy was popular for, 15 years?
Back in the early 1900s?
No.
Wasn't it?
No, it was in the 40s to 60s.
Was it the 40s to the 60s?
Yeah, for those of you out there
who don't know, people were willingly going and getting lobotomies because it helped them calm down. Yeah. Well, yeah, you just severed a chunk of your brain.
Yeah, what they do is they literally go in around the eyeball.
Yes.
Smash an ice pick into your thinking meat and then like, oh, you're cured.
Yes.
Nah, not so much. All right, let me do a announcement.
Yeah, go do
our it. Channel has been mostly demonetized. So any kind of donations will go a long way to helping us out, and it just is what it is. Like we've been watching on our analytics, where we have for the past 2 months roughly 380 people joining the channel, but the number hasn't raised at all. They are shadow banning us to the hilt. So please, whatever you can do, we appreciate it. Let's go on. Sorry about that.
As an example, I did your original Robin Williams video, brought that out. It's short so people could get a look at it. They demonetized a video about what a good guy Robin Williams was.
Correct.
So that's how stupid these people are. So please smash that like button. A feminist hits the wall at 0 miles. free of 0 eggs per hour every time you do that.
Thank you.
This article up here, or we have the article up? We do have the article up. Okay. Here's the key. It's right in front of us. And we've talked about this before as well. The sinister organizations, the WEF, the UN, and the WHO, World Health Organization. The World Health Organization no longer classifies transgender as a mental illness. World Health Organization is a private organization owned by private individuals that governs exactly nothing.
Yes. Why we've allowed them to have a position of authority in any decision-making process is beyond me.
Any of those organizations. Yeah. If you ever hear anybody at your work saying, oh, well, you know, it's a WHO standard, right there you should be freaking...
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I could pound some sand.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
We need to start pushing back against that stuff.
Yeah, actually, it's probably going to... Well, they're already talking about this bird flu crap. And I have a feeling they're going to try that same crap they did in 19 and 20, 21 around this time frame. And I literally don't think our population is going to handle that well.
I was talking to a farmer in the Thumb earlier this week. Michigan, by the way, map of Michigan, the Thumb. We literally have that. The farmers here have already seen a couple of instances of bird flu, but they sat down and looked at it. It started in Texas. And we have two cases of it here. One in, I think, Ionia, somewhere around there. At any rate, they told me that they saw a pattern.
Yep.
And right now, the farmers are out and on watch, watching the poultry farms and facilities, looking for saboteurs, frankly. Yes. People trying to fuck up the chickens, because it's easy to kill chickens. Chickens are one of the most delicate birds out there for diseases and stuff like that. If one chicken gets sick, the whole flock is gone, pretty much. So yeah, that is coming out of the WHO. They're talking about that. The WEF is talking about the effects of that on the economy. Our FDA is, oh, bird flu, blah blah blah. So if,
yeah, and listen, again, we talked about this a couple shows back. Fucking with the food supply is a great way to try to control people. It's just that simple.
Yep.
Now, I just cannot believe the insanity that we're dealing with. Because literally, I remember when they were, you know, I just want to be get married as a gay person. And everyone's like, yeah, okay, that's not a big deal. Now they're literally putting transsexuals into story hour in schools, in libraries. It's happening on military posts. This is reprehensible. It has literally gone off the rails. I literally cannot think of anything more besides genocide than, messing around with kids at that level. That is very evil, in my opinion.
The fact that we haven't pushed back as a community on this stuff disappoints me, to be honest. We had the whole book thing at our library up where I live, and people did push back, but what these trans activists do with their dollar store Frankensteins is they'll mob you. Our little community has got 70,000 people in the entire county, and it's one of the biggest counties in Michigan. The left rallied something like 300 people to show up at our meeting, and none of them were even from our town.
Yep.
We had one guy threaten our district attorney, the county attorney general, and I immediately went over, got a couple of the sheriffs, and I said, hey, this guy wants to spit on John and hit him. And the sheriff's like, really? where are you from, sir? May we see some ID, please? And that changed that guy's tune real fast. He suddenly was not tough anymore.
Well, here's the thing with the left. They don't have the numbers.
No.
They act like they do. They appear as an illusion that they do because of all the cancel culture. But in reality, there are way more people in the center and to the right than there are of these walking, you know, Fruit Loops, in my opinion, of course. And we're just going to have to stand up to them and just go, you know, pound some sand.
That they had to call out to all of the other communities in Michigan to get those numbers there tells you that what you just said is exactly correct.
Correct.
They're really good at rallying the troops, but if you push, they collapse and they have no hang time. They have no hang time at all. If you keep the pressure constant, they fold.
They quit.
They crumble.
Because they're emotionally weak.
This exact group here, the Dollar Store Frankenstein crowd, put up a club in a junior high school in our community. And the other day, you know what happened? A 12-year-old little girl walked into school and went, "This doesn't belong here."
Nice.
And walked away. And the school was going to punish her. And 100 parents showed up and said, "We'll take her detention."
Yes.
And the school administrator went,
"Yeah, we don't have to go there."
Suddenly, the little girl was not punished.
Yes.
And the poster did not go back up. You could do it. A 12-year-old little girl walked in and tore that down and told them to pound sand.
Yes.
Okay. A 12-year-old little girl is outdoing you. So you might want to give that a little bit of thought anyway.
Yes.
So the World Health Organization, this actually happened in 2019, which tracks with everything that's going on. No longer categorize Dollar Store Frankensteins as a mental disorder. I wonder if that's going to get us hit.
Probably. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? UN's health agency approved a resolution to remove gender identity disorder from its global manual of diagnoses. Why is there a global manual of diagnoses?
Well, I'm going to be honest. I think they have a global manual of diagnoses because they want the one world government.
Oh. Like Star Trek?
Yeah.
Federation?
And again, we're falling back on individuals who are raised on Star Trek who think they can walk up to a panel, push a button, and it just magically fucking appears. That is not how the real world works. That is not how this universe works, because the amount of energy to produce something from nothing is probably beyond astronomical.
Star Trek did show us how the real world works several times.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is the episode where the transporter malfunctions and the guy comes through mangled.
Yeah.
Remember that episode?
That was horrible.
It was one of the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how the really real world works. Okay?
Yeah.
If you have perfect technology to perfect government, when you go through that transporter, you're coming out the other side mangled.
Yeah.
The second episode was called A Taste of Armageddon, and it was in 1968, and it portrayed two worlds.
I remember that one.
That had been at war for 1,000 years.
Yes.
But they had refined it, you see. And they had made it civilized, you see. And they had computers conducting their wars for them. And if your name came up in the computer, you just politely went to this disintegration chamber.
Yep.
And that was how they waged their war.
Yeah.
Star Trek actually showed us what's going on, because that's exactly what's going on today with the coronavirus.
Yep.
With the lockdowns.
Correct.
You're all sick. Please report to your nearest hospital for termination.
But let's just be honest here. All of the people involved in this lockdown are all, touched in the head. I think they're mentally weak.
Yes.
I literally do. And they're basically sheeple going along with the flow because they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to get in trouble. They don't want to lose their friends. They don't want to be ostracized. Well, guess what? Heroes don't mind all of that shit, because they know when they stand up and take that one step forward, life is going to get really hard for them. That's why in my book, I write, there's no happy ending for heroes.
There is.
Because it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Now, we need to have some heroes out there to stand up and go against this stuff without violence. All right. Because I'm not advocating violence. But we need to have, a wave of people with common sense show up and go, this is beyond stupid.
So here's the thing. I'd like to touch your hero moment there for a moment.
Yes, okay.
Okay, heroes don't get happy endings.
Nope.
Heroes make happy endings.
For others.
For others. They don't get the happy ending themselves.
Nope.
I'm going to throw on my toga real fast.
Okay.
Plato's Republic, dry, I know. Book 8 exactly describes the situation we're in right now. Talks about how when a tyrant rises, he actually means well. But as time goes on, he pushes away more competent people because he himself is not competent to do what he needs to do, mm-hmm. and begins surrounding himself with yes men and lackeys and sycophants. And you get a mire, a quagmire, a swamp like DC. You get a swamp.
Yes.
And that ends up with absolute disaster. The upside of this story, Plato's boring. Sorry, you're going to live with it. Okay. The upside is the tyranny comes down.
At some point.
It must come down. It comes down under its own weight. And Plato wrote about this 2,000 years ago.
Yeah. And literally, if he's writing about a cycle that he's seen 2,000 years ago, it's still happening today.
Because we're...
we're evil, hairless monkeys.
Exactly.
And we don't learn.
We don't learn. No. We have a really hard time with learning. Homer, 369 BC, stay out of Afghanistan. Everybody since then, hey, Afghanistan sounds like a good time.
Yeah. And it's been the graveyard of empires.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, now this one here really bothers the crap out of me, because this individual was made an honorary admiral because he, she, shimp, whatever you want to refer to him as, showed up, and, you know, it is what it is. All right. Now, to be an admiral in the Navy, you have to be a bionic, you know, dick sucking, butt fucking fool, because that's all these higher level officers do, as of at least what I've seen while I was in, was polish the knob so they can get to the next seat, punch their ticket, and move along. But now we have civilians being promoted to the rank of admiral, and it doesn't matter if it's honorary or not, it's still destroying the morale of our armed forces. That is not something you mess with, in my opinion.
Absolutely. And this particular one, since we've already made the Young Frankenstein jokes, looks like one of the ones that Young Frankenstein would have gone, this one's not going to work. Makes the next one.
Yes.
This creature is in charge of health decisions for the United States of America.
All right, now, part of the
dysphoria that we've been talking about.
So hang on. All right. So we have an individual.
Yes.
With a, in my opinion, a mental illness, living in a delusional world, making life and death decisions about your health.
Yes.
On a national level. Can anyone say this is a good idea? Because it's not in my book. This is absolutely insane.
Yeah, absolutely.
God absolutely damn it, I'm getting pissed off.
It's ridiculous. I know. When I get stumbly speech, it's because I'm busy being very angry in the back of my head, and there's a dwarf in the back of my head smashing furniture.
Yes. Yeah. I have evil pop is locked in a box.
That's correct.
So
that's,
I have evil furniture. Dwarf.
This creature is absolutely emblematic of the path our country has taken. This is a deliberate insult. This is a deliberate slap in the face to America.
And
putting these things in.
You brought up a historic example of being humiliated. Wasn't it Carthage?
Turkey. Yeah. When the Turks conquered Constantinople, for years, what they did to torture and humiliate the living adult generation of what was Constantinople and then was Istanbul was to take the young Christian boys, dress them in drag, and use them as sex toys and clowns. And they did this for years. And this is because they had conquered the Christian kingdom of Constantinople, the Roman Empire. That was part of the Roman Empire, the Eastern Roman Empire.
Yes, it was.
Humiliation of the population has been used as a weapon for millennia. Yeah,
forever.
That's how you know that. And who sent that to us? Do you remember who sent that to us?
I do not.
One of our viewers sent us a thing from Reddit or one of the other boards that says the U.S. is already a conquered nation, and here's how you know, because they're doing these humiliation rituals. And he's 110% correct, in my opinion.
Yes.
It's absolutely 110% correct. There, no civilized nation would have a thing like this in charge of anything except maybe the lunch trays in the asylum.
Yep. I mean, this is insane. I just can't believe I've watched my government turn into such an insane rapture of insanity.
Yeah.
I literally, wow.
We grew up, you and I both grew up in that world where the United States is the last bastion of freedom.
Yes, absolutely correct.
The shining city on the hill.
Yep, not anymore.
With the United States, if the United States falls, I think it was Reagan, if the United States falls, the world is doomed. Well, we have a problem.
Yes, we do. Get ready for doom.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, I don't like the word doom. It
gives me doom is a bigger word than people may realize. Now, on top of having lunatics dressing in women's clothing running portions of our government, what comes next is, hey, guess who gets to pay for their gender reassignments?
Yeah. Again, they're spending our tax money for, you're literally not getting a return on this because these individuals are non-deployable.
Correct.
All right. Now, I've always had a bone to pick with the U.S. military for this one instance. They have an entire division of lawyers. All right. Yeah. Say a guy comes in, wants to be a Green Beret. He does 2 years in the regiment, so he had to go through RIP, Ranger School, Airborne School, goes through selection. So you have all of that money already invested into him. Then you send him into the Q course. And he has to go to the Sears School, Language School. That's like a year and a half of time just for the Special Forces qualifications as of the current year. So now you have 2 years of training invested into this guy. And then he gets divorced, gets the I'm not happy, and our division of lawyers are not going to help the military protect its investment and keep that guy in the service.
Yeah.
That's a huge waste of taxpayer money.
They did that to me.
I know.
Basic training, from basic training, we went to a language school. That was 63 weeks long. It is one of the best language schools probably in the world, where it was back then. Then we go to CWEOC, an electronic warfare school in Arizona. From CWEOC, we go to another intelligence course at San Angelo, Texas. And from there...
They didn't send you to Huachuca?
What's that?
You didn't send you to Huachuca?
That's later.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. I'm not done yet. I'm nowhere near done yet.
All right. Yeah.
Then if you went through the CWEOC and they decide you're going to go to tactical, that's you ask going to airborne school. Then after you're done with that, you get an overseas assignment. And when I got to Korea by 1996, they sent me to Yonsei University on the government dime.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to a foreign university in that language. That's how much time is spent learning those languages.
Correct.
You could go to university in a foreign country.
Yeah. And what happened to you was reprehensible.
Yeah. We sat down long before my divorce and all the debacle and everything. We sat down and calculated it out one day, and it's like $2.1 million per 98 golf. That was the job that I did.
Yep.
Crypto linguist. $2.1 million on us.
And literally, you get a bad company commander.
Yep.
A bad first sergeant, sergeant major, battalion commander. You're out of the service. All have that money up in smoke.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Meanwhile, they're letting transgenders in, and your tax dollars and your insurance money, when you pay into insurance, you don't see that money unless something happens to you. That money is gone. What they're doing is taking that money and using it on transgenders now. So you're literally paying out of your pocket as you pay your insurance. Mm-hmm. If you've got personal insurance, private insurance, you're paying for some transgender to have his penis inverted.
Yes, the oozing
there.
Poop.
The visual wound. There,
the oozing poop wound is what Blake called it, and it was very, very detrimental to my thinking. Me,
we read an article some time ago, not during a show, but you and I came across the article where the hair follicles will get infected,
yes,
and they will get a gangrenous wound.
Yep.
Inside their inverted wound.
And, well, first of all,
I'm going to go throw up.
They have to, like, for the rest of their lives, they're going to have to stretch this wound out to keep it from healing, because that's what your body wants to do, is heal it.
Yeah.
And holy goddamn, that's just insane.
Listen,
I'm sorry these people are so mentally twisted. I really am. And I hope they get the help they can get back on the right track. But once you get your body mutilated, you're not coming back from that.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. You know, and the reason this is happening is the forces of darkness have weaponized our compassion and mercy against us. Because that's why they call it gender-affirming care.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And when I say you're paying for these things out of your insurance, we're not talking about a root canal even.
No.
We're not talking about a $1,000 root canal or something like that. How about $92,000? Ren Vettens was promised a significant discount on the cost of her gender confirmation surgery. I'm so mad about this, I can't speak. If she paid in cash up front without using her health insurance, your money. Yet afterward, Vettens received an explanation of benefits saying that the hospital had billed her insurer nearly $92,000.
And what year was that? Was that
2000? This particular one is 2018.
All right, so it's about $160,000 now.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, and listen. Again, you're not getting any value out of this person for this. They are non-deployable. Literally, they stay in a seat behind a desk. You can get other people to do that job without having to spend $160,000 additional dollars to physically make them fit the role. That is Looney Tunes, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's insane. This, like I said, this comes out of your tax dollars. This comes out of your insurance money. If you're healthy and you pay for insurance and you've never, ever spent a nickel or taken a nickel from your insurance money, this is where your insurance money goes.
Yep.
So you should consider.
And your tax dollars.
Yes. You should consider that. It has been said, this is one of those things that has been said, that if everybody just stopped paying taxes, there would be nothing the federal government could do about it.
Yeah.
It would drain the money so quickly that they wouldn't be able to react.
Correct. Speaking of which, I already did my taxes. So.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's fine.
You got to play the game.
That's fine.
It's not like we don't make a lot of money here anyway, so it's not a big deal.
That's okay. By the way, smash the like button right now if you haven't already.
If you haven't smashed that like button, smash the like. You're fucking up by the numbers. I'm going to stop swearing so much. I'm getting so pissed off at this, though. It's
infuriating. But in the course of that, now that we've got these transgender military members, these dollar store Frankensteins in uniform, in 2020, they weeded out the strong from our military, which just allowed the dollar store Frankensteins to get a tighter hold on their positions in the military.
Correct.
And like I said, with the tyrants, they're getting rid of the useful people and surrounding themselves with sycophants.
Yeah. Yes. General Milley.
Total sycophant.
Yeah.
Obviously a sycophant. We looked at his military record. Couldn't find any evidence that he earned that tab.
Well, I
think he might've went to the school, but I don't think he ever commanded an A team.
I don't know. I don't know if he commanded or not. All I can say is this. I listened to that guy speak in front of the Congress and in the Senate. He's a complete doofus, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, he's the product of 30 years of, you know, sucking cock and taking it in the ass and giving it in the ass. And he literally looked like a Mexican general. When you look at his rack, all of the fruit salad he had on his chest.
Yeah.
Now, this is the way it works. All right. If you're going to get put into military for an award, you know, you have to have done something, especially enlisted. Like if you get put in for a higher end award, you had to do something that risked life and limb. Let's be honest. All right. Now, if you're in a combat zone, you can get awarded a Bronze Star and it's the equivalent of an MSM. And like literally you get these awards once you start filling seats. Like when you become a company commander, you'll get a couple lower level awards. Battalion commander, your staff will put you in for all kinds of awards. And as you go up the chain, you wind up getting a lot of these stupid ribbons and awards that you really, in my opinion, didn't earn.
one of our elements went in with 2nd Infantry, and when they came back, the 2nd Infantry guys were fuming because all of their officers put each other in for Bronze Stars that never left the wire.
Yes, that happened to my unit in Iraq as well.
The guys who went on the patrols and got shot up and ran into ambushes and stuff were getting
ARCOMs. Yes. Yeah.
And a couple of guys got JCOMs because they served alongside some Marines or something.
Yeah, yeah. Just exceedingly rare. So he was all butthurt about it. And I'm like, dude.
ARCOM with a V?
Yeah. The guy was in an ambush on a Humvee with not a lick of armor on it. Went through 5 boxes of Mark 19 ammo while going 65 miles an hour, zigzagging around traffic. So, I mean, the guy was fucking, he deserved a Bronze Star at a minimum, and they gave him an
ammo is like a masturbatory fantasy. Nah,
he's going through boom, 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 loading it up, boom, boom, boom. And literally, he got downgraded to an ARCOM, and, you know, I got involved, things happened, and he got a V device, and he was all bored. On your ARCOM makes it exceedingly rare. I think just like a dozen people in the entire time Iraq
I've never
was
even
at,
heard of it.
That he got an ARCOM with a V.
And he was in a softie?
No, he was in the company of 425.
No, the Humvee.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. We didn't have doors.
Okay, let me explain this to the crowd real fast, okay? You're doing freeway speeds in a non-armored Humvee, taking fire, but you have a 40-millimeter fully automatic belt-fed grenade launcher at your disposal at freeway speeds. That's a Woody, dude. I've got a chubby just thinking
of it. And he went through 5 boxes of ammo. Because I remember when they got to victory, they were black on ammo.
It's 50 rounds of ammo in a box, right? It's 50 rounds.
I don't remember. I called up to the Green Berets up on the hill where they always live apart. And I pulled some strings and got them some ammo. So if they had to come back, which they did have to come back that evening, they would not.
We'll do a little dick measuring here. Okay. Here's the dick. This is an actual 40 Mike shell casing. This is how big these are. Okay. There. You've had your dick measuring for the night. This is a 40 Mike shell. He's lobbing these at freeway speeds. I've got a chubby.
And
far down the rabbit hole.
And each one's a mini hand grenade.
Precisely.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so, sorry about that.
That's okay. That's a good story, though. I like that. I never heard that story. While all of this cross-dressing and dollar store Frankenstein stuff is going on, then the lockdowns and the coof happens. And this.
Now, let's paid in the whole vax craziness.
It's an airman. Yes. Refused
his whole chain of command racked up and stacked on him. And he literally spent 60 days pretrial confinement.
Yes.
And then in this individual's chain of command needs to get relieved for cause on the motherfucking spot.
They need to be hanged. They need to be hanged. I'm sorry. This is straight up court martial offense here.
Yeah.
Watch what they do to this guy because he didn't get a vax and wouldn't wear a mask.
Are you choosing to be non-compliant?
Here we go. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking.
You will get tagged. You will get tagged.
Just wait. I would hunt.
Stop resisting or you will get tagged.
Ankles on. Do you hear me? Do not move. Do not move.
You will get tagged.
His right arm.
You lift your other arm. Yeah.
These are American service members doing this for American service
members.
Look for a mask.
My left toe. My pinky left toe. All
right. Get the shot.
Little lock. Little double lock.
Yep. Now, I'm no scientist or anything like that, but I'm pretty sure they're breaking the 6-foot rule doing that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Double lock. All right.
I'm going to lift him up. We're going to lift you up to your knees.
Where do you want?
One, shoulder.
1, 2.
Now, this is so humiliating.
Medic.
Pull him out of his cell. And why the hell do you have to stay on him now? He's immobilized.
He's bleeding from his face. This is one him, you'll note, was like a random foreigner.
Nope. That tells you everything about our service now. It's been completely compromised, in my opinion.
Yeah. I would say I am ashamed of my service at this point, but I'm going to caveat this. I would be ashamed of my service if I was in now.
Correct.
The service that you and I were in was not this creature at all.
Well, first of all, let's be honest. If I was in that guy's chain of command,
yeah,
all right, and he didn't want to take the shot and he did not want to wear a mask, I would have... With a guy that I went to Iraq with named Jones, they didn't dogpile him like this, but the chain of command went after him badly because, you know, he asked questions and he really wasn't super compliant. And there's no place for that.
The trannies, dollar store Frankensteins in the service, the DOD memo says that transgender soldiers can skip deployments.
Yes.
Now, what do you suppose this is going to do to morale?
Oh, it's going to further destroy it.
Transgender days, are you kidding me?
That's a whole deployment.
Exactly.
Yeah, listen, exactly. 1 year in a combat zone is technically a deployment for a non kind of pussy schedule that they work on. I got it. The Rangers, I think they do 3 or 4 months, and then they rotate out.
We did that. That's because we were working with you guys.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, because those guys – and listen, the Rangers deploy for 3 to 4 months. They do their deal, and they go back stateside. They don't really get any time off.
No,
you go right back into the grind to get back in shape, get trained up on new equipment, get new personnel, and quite literally inside of year and a half, because this 2 year dwell time bullshit never really panned out for anyone.
Yeah.
Their asses are right back in the fire. And I know guys who spent 15 to 16 years in a 25 year career fucking deployed.
I was overseas for 8.5 years. We would go, and somewhere in there, you know, you might have to go to a school or something that. But if you were in the unit at the time, train, op, refit. In a 3 month period, I think we did 4 of those once, mm-hmm. when everything went really sideways in 2005. Or not 2005. Where's my brain going? 2002.
Active duty was sent overseas to Afghanistan and Iraq, but they can only really stay for a year. And then if they didn't have the Army Reserve or the National Guard, they would not be able to maintain the operational tempo that they had back then. Just imagine how combat ineffective we are now. Have backbones. All that's left is yes men and idiots. It's a recipe for goddamn disaster, in my opinion.
So one of my hard, mm-hmm. the language portion of it.
I wouldn't pass.
82 we started with, 11 made it through.
Wow.
Which is, that's an attrition rate.
Yes.
But on the side of that, you still have to do all of your Army training, and the PT is hard. The school is gate down to the Asilomar Beach and then back up Fremont, up the mountain. And that was a half marathon. You were doing a half marathon a week. And then if you were a dick, you got taken to the Stairway to Heaven, which
nice.
Is 400 railroad, 3 railroad ties deep stairs.
Oh.
Up to the top of the mountain.
Wow.
And we would run people up that until somebody puked or face planted.
I got you. Because
you're going to.
With
the first couple of times you do it.
Yeah. No, listen, no one is invulnerable. Even I fell out a couple times.
Yeah, that's what we did.
And one of the main reasons that standard existed, it's a simple saying, sweat more in training, bleed less. I didn't fuck around. All right. There's none of this like, well, you know, in a real combat situation, you would do this. No, no, no. You will fight as you have trained, and you will always revert back to your lowest level of training.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not a pointy end of the stick guy and you are.
Well, usually the shooting starts, everyone gets on their belly, and they call out the sit rep or the status, whatever forces are in front of them.
Because this is all happening.
Yeah, it happens like this.
So the plan that you had
doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It becomes
no
a fraggle.
No plane ever survives first contact.
No, it becomes a fraggle. Or you're going to cause somebody else to die trying to help you.
In Afghanistan, the first guy to go down was one of ours because of exactly that.
Yep.
And now we've got all of these transgenders that don't have to deploy.
Yes. Now, just think about this for a minute. All right. You go in the military. You do your training. You're putting up with all the bullshit. Okay. Which, you know, all the hurry up and waits, all of the 11 janitor work, all of the other bullshit you have to do. Maybe you got a couple toxic leaders in your chain of command that you fucking hate. And it literally sucks. And then some individual shows up, says, well, I'm really a girl, goes through the surgery, is exempt from training, deployments, everything, and will probably get promoted over you.
Yes.
Are you going to stay in the service? No, you're going to get the hell out because you're going to realize this is absolutely insane. Why am I going to stay here? And these females who couldn't pass PT or height and weight over guys who have combat deployments. For the rank of E5 and E6, I'm like, are you?
One day, and we had a female officer just turn around with the weapon in
her. Oh,
shit. The officer needs to be retrained. She's dangerous.
Yeah.
It was innocent.
Yeah, yeah. I had a full, was it a lieutenant colonel? Maybe it was a full, I'm trying to remember the rank. Might have been lieutenant colonel, doctor. Three negligent discharges in a row at the clearing back sergeant. I go, can send your sergeant major or your battalion commander to get this weapon because you are out of your fucking mind and you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. How'd that go over?
I don't know. I got yelled at by my commander, but every single day, at least two or three times.
Yeah.
It just comes with the territory.
We had another lieutenant put, we had a one of the portable gas chambers, the vans.
Uh-huh.
The it's like a Connex.
Yeah, yeah.
So he puts, you're already like going down to Sandy Hill. But then Genius put some concertina wire around it.
Yeah, because that's great.
And a couple of us went over to, sir, what are you doing? Well, realistic training. Right? Sir, that's razor. What is it? I said, no, take it down. That what I'm pointing out is the level of incompetence that already existed in
when
the
we
late
were in.
90s. Early 2000s.
Yeah, and just imagine how bad
it is. Now it's insane.
This is off the
And he and his guys were talking about they were experiencing privates who were talking back to drill sergeants in basic training.
Yeah, one drill sergeant did is, I'm sure he's got to be dead now. So his name was Drill Sergeant Long.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like a short bowling ball.
Mm.
Or bowling pin.
Bowling pin.
Yes. He had like one teeth in his fucking face. Mm-hmm. Both tell he was an evil man.
He just radiated hurt you.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We had one of those too.
And there's no fucking way I would have, you know. And listen, I got caught. I just took the punishment.
Absolutely unthinkable. You're going to do stupid shit. It's basic training. You're there to
make mistakes.
It's they're there to unfuck you.
That's right.
Okay. They're going to break you all.
Correct.
And you're going to be you're the Mark One Mod Zero, no modifications, no special attachments, soldier that they then send to the schools and you go learn your thing.
Yes.
And you're going to screw up and they're going to mess with you. But the idea of talking back to
you better just put that hand down or it's going to get ramped up your ass. I don't want to hear any of your shit today, Dugan. Like, Dugan's going to get fucked up.
We had our guy was Davis. Davis could not learn how to march.
Yes.
So the drill sergeant, come here.
The group correction.
As a platoon.
Yes.
And that is how you build the teams that we worked with eventually, though. That's exactly how you build that kind of camaraderie. Is you take the whole gender dysphoria. Is it there? I didn't hit the button. I apologize. There we go.
All right.
They know this is a mental disease. They know this is a mental disorder. The Defense Department has released a new policy regarding service by individuals.
When you say expert, that's somebody who's an expert in my eyes, is the motherfucker who shows up at the front, does his fucking job, makes it back, and guess what? He is an sand.
I learned early on, there's one expert that I will acknowledge.
The guy, been there, done that guy.
No. I shot expert on the range, Sergeant. are those who are already serving in the military. Military service by dollar store Frankensteins and persons with gender dysphoria. They literally 2018 may serve as biological sex. What are we getting at here?
It's just, it's basically mission creep.
They started
the mission creep in 2012, and then it slowly creeped. Do it.
Yeah.
And I know how to play the game.
Yes.
Badly.
Exactly. Yes.
Meaning I could probably out black belt administrative violence most of the people other than JAG officers. Yeah. I mean,
co-authored, I suppose, two failure to adapt.
Yes.
And imagine you've probably done a couple.
I have done about
that. We had a health and welfare one night. Dude had a half a key of Coke in his room.
Yeah, that's exceedingly stupid right there.
Needless to say,
120 days.
Is that a pattern?
Yes.
I'm not certain. That feels like a pattern to me.
That was a pattern that was going on. One that was a ambulance driver. They were squared away. I never had any problem with them.
I have to read these because I think I'm going to laugh a lot.
Okay.
This is the Department of Defense's definition.
So let's go back to that word assigned.
Assigned gender. Like
all right.
You're born.
Now, that. You're either an innie or you're an outie. Very few people have both.
It's exceedingly rare.
Exceedingly rare.
It's exceedingly rare, which brings up
DNA plans, all the rest of that shit.
All the rest of that shit. Exactly.
If the DNA says you're a dude, you're coming here with a programmed on your listen, when you ride that meat suit on
the teenage girl, whatever that is.
Yeah, well, yeah, when you come out as a female, you're born with a bitch switch between your shoulder blades.
Frankenstein's monster, or you just think you look cute in that dress, you don't have to be deployed.
Yep.
That's all that is. Now, for those of you familiar with the TV
else.
In uniform or else, or they will UCMJ you.
Yeah. And listen, if you're in the service now and came in before the whole 401k debacle, if you're a new soldier and you're worth the headaches, I'm telling you right now, because
when did they do that?
They were starting to phase it in like 2015, 16-ish. You're out of the service.
Yeah.
Unless you get promoted to 8 and 9.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Total waste of time.
And let's just say you get your 401k, you retire, you're doing your thing. Be a slave. They will work you to death, march you to your die, and then send you into the meat grinder if it comes to that. And they won't
that we watched. If those are NCOs and those are the guys that are
correct. Killed, correct. And listen,
those are cowards.
If I was that dude that they bum rush like that.
Yeah.
All of those guys would be in for a rough time.
Yeah.
I would not tolerate that.
Well. Policy is focused on enhancing readiness and comes after consultation with military and medical experts. There's that word experts again. I have a great idea. Why don't you pound sand?
Yeah, first of all,
policy allows individuals who were diagnosed with gender dysphoria and obtained hormone therapy or sex reassignment surgery to join the military in their preferred gender without a waiver. Either hormone therapy or sex reassignment surgery for gender dysphoria will no longer be able to join the military without a waiver. Oh, so they backed it off a little bit for the actual dollar store Frankentrain.
This place is
haunted. That's entirely possible.
It is haunted.
That was weird.
It's okay. It happens.
That was weird.
Thanks for bringing that up, Jimmy. I don't want to sound stupid.
I just happened to catch that. I was like, where the fuck's the camera going? And I was like,
turn them. I want to vomit.
I remember I did.
Literally just want to go outside and go.
is a travesty. But this doesn't happen in a vacuum. This was pushed down from up above.
Yes, these are all out of time.
Okay.
So I'm going to get a little pickier and choosier here.
Okay.
I think. Let's take an example of what we just went through, the 2018 correct. Policies.
And look how this fast it's happening.
Yep.
I mean, we had the gays getting married. What year was that when it first, the first
2010.
One? 2010. Okay.
2009, I was living at your place.
To drop the retirement packet as soon as this started coming down the pipe. Like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm retiring. Pound some sand. I'm out.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Once you get over 20, you have the magic card in your back pocket.
Willing to do their job, our officers and enlisted personnel are faced with certain rules that tell them the opposite. Mm. And this is in 2015. Moreover, we have transgender soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. I wouldn't want to be a transgender Marine with Marines that I...
You're an E6. Either
RCMP,
you're in,
baby.
You're going to get drummed out.
Yeah. Ration control.
I think as an E6, I would have run top cover for that guy. I would have made sure he got to 20.
Find a way to, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'd be like, you're getting promoted.
Yeah. Just enough.
I've done that before. I've walked into the man, Sergeant Major Leon Guerrera.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, that dude's a legend.
Some
man.
Legendary shit, right?
Legend. Dude's I actually was on a couple of promotion boards. I had one NCO come in and like literally goes, I fucked up reporting. Can I do it again? I'm like, yeah, do it again.
Managed to hold it together. I said, First Sergeant, what do you mean, First Sergeant? African or European? And the board went.
So slowly, slowly, time goes by.
How'd that
happen? So slowly,
I wouldn't do that.
Time goes by.
Yeah.
So slowly, slowly, time goes
by. Public purview that has a bunch of detrimental information. You should read it for yourselves.
Our country, and you can see why right here with the video that we just watched. These politicians are all getting kickbacks. Don't pretend that there's a good politician out there.
Yes. If I did not serve with you and I don't know you personally, I am going
my time. But that was it. They're outright incompetent shitbags. The favorite superior that I had, God bless, $500 donation. That's stellar.
All right, and yep, let's do a quick 90 minutes.
What pee break are we going to play here?
In a jar.
You know what? I will do this.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
You look like a blueberry.
All right, so we got one from Sam Oink, OUK. Let's see. Men's homophobia is not a problem. It is just in the home. Let's see. No destroyed families. No BS. That was $5. Thank you. How far can you go up? All right. Now, the one from MGTOW Mando, did it say, Pop, do you remember the Sheridan's speech during the interrogation in season 4 of a rear admiral?
A rear admiral.
Yeah.
This is why we don't let Pop read the chat.
Yeah. I'm a dyslexicist.
We still need that
Pop Rain Man video.
For sure. Let's see here. Got a Gideon. There you go. Thank you. With the $100 super chat. Love the show tonight. Thank you so much. You definitely deserve one of these. Where is it at?
Ecosystem. It is a sewer.
That's fair.
Yes.
That is a fair point. I accept it.
DC is a toxic wasteland where only the
get you hanged at Nuremberg.
By that's way. Right. All right. So I've covered all of the chats that you weren't able to see, Jimmy. So we should be good.
Okay. Sweet. Thank you there.
Get away, man.
Yeah. I don't know why. Don't know why Rumble decided to jump ship.
I don't worry about it.
Murphy. Yeah, he did. the entire video on YouTube. It's his newest video. Hilarious. I laughed my ass off. That's great. Let's see. MGTOW Mando with the dollar here. Excuse me. Let's see. Net guy 1975 coming in. In Navy boot camp, a recruit told me, first class petty officer, if you did not have those strengths,
we're not worthy.
Thank you very much, man.
Says, thanks for helping those out there at risk. It's a tall order. You're out there.
It's a true story.
He says, he also says, sorry, that was bad.
Yeah.
That was a good one there, Mando. Let's see here.
Competent. That dude was incompetent, and I'll add on to that, a moral coward. Like, I saw him in actual gun, and it, mainly because I don't want the guy to kill himself, is I threatened to mail the entire IG complaint with all of the pictures.
Not bad. Not bad.
For real fun, give one to a vegan.
Ah,
they have
been. Yeah, do that.
Did not.
I was going to say something, but I'm going to refrain from that because we all know that the FBI is being abused in 1138, $5. That is Russian at the very beginning. I'm guessing that's Battle Dwarf. How's your mead coming along? What's your brewing? Traditional? Melomel? Hydro?
Only aged for 90 days, which caused uproarious laughter for me.
Sunshine.
It is liquid. It is liquid sunshine.
Yeah.
God damn, I got to get me a couple bottles of those.
I can probably arrange for something like that. The
Digital Dew coming in with $10 or $2. My apologies. 10 liters or 20 pounds of fluid drained off abdomen the first time in 2021. Tapping at the USA.
For now.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, we totally need to worry about, you know, the white supreme pizzas in the country store. But
nope.
It's got a Barotic McMusing here with $5. Appalled and gobsmacked. That's a word I haven't heard in a while. At how bad the you got.
Oh my
God. That one is never not funny, though.
Yeah.
It is not. See, internet.
That woman. I hate that.
Get it off my screen. It says, Jimmy, that Bloodhound gang, bad touch. Also, check out Boom or Lift Your Head Up High.
Interesting.
There you go.
It's not
years of expensive therapy.
Let's see. Joe 1138. He says, nice. Sounds tasty there, dwarf.
It is.
There you go. All righty. Ali Card is asking for another one here.
The Navy.
You are fine.
I did do a week and a half on the USS Blue Ridge.
What the hell is that?
It's the PAC Fleet Command Ship.
Oh, okay.
Am I destructive programming?
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
I feel very bad about this.
There is no request at the end. Let's see. YouTube, we got Rose the Skunk with $5. A longtime listener. First came in at 6:03. So these ones are going to be a little bit older. So apologies for hanging out with that. Let's see. Sean St. George with $4.99. Think the military won't fire.
What are you talking
about? That's just a troll.
Not a problem. No, that's fine. That's okay. I like a good troll.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't seen the video of the CIA operative basically openly admitting that they are operating on U.S. soil, when I'm pretty sure
they would. I think they're going to be stupid enough to try that.
Yeah,
because they know they are not going to win this election fairly.
Well, it's totally not like
9. It's literally, it's the cheapest I've ever seen them.
You can go to Palmetto State Armory hashtag not sponsored instead. Clap for Klinger instead of admit you fucked up.
Well, guess what? If you can't afford to take care of your veterans who fight your wars, then you shouldn't fight wars. And listen, let's be honest. Most of the guys who serve in the military, usually they're done around 65 to 68, and I am no different.
A lot of the comment that almost killed me. That one almost killed me.
Yeah, well, you're right. Thank God I found an alternate purpose.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, the Plains Warrior comes with two in a row here with a $5.76 donation. Hell yeah, good number. First Sergeant sent a leak to you. If it doesn't get to you, it should through others. Chat loves Barracks Bunnies, Dessert Barbies, and Section 8 Dependipotamus. You're an allocrat, retiree recall. I qualify to go back, but I don't know.
All right. I've actually had that to happen, Certainly not, especially with the, you know, environment we have going on now. But let's face it, if a nuke goes off anywhere in the world,
I'll tell you why. Because fraud vitiates all contracts. Period. We don't have an obligation to serve this government anymore. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Read it.
Yep. People all over the organization knowing stuff they shouldn't know. And I'm going to point to all of the leaks that have taken place in the past 10 years.
It was that way in my day.
Yeah.
Hey, contractors.
Yep. See, we'll jump over here back over to Rumble just to make sure that it doesn't.
That's what I just said. If it's legal.
We're going to raffle an autograph.
What can you do for you in the future?
Wine license isn't that hard.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. I could do that. But what I'm going to do is let that mead age to 1 year. So whoever.
I'm sorry. It's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to want the country.
Yeah. Funny how the mainstream media or really no one is covering all those farmer protests going on.
So you're talking about a squad automatic weapon?
I hope he is.
And,
my favorite weapon.
Well, first of all, I was a saw gunner for quite a few years. That is a Vulcan.
Did a whole spiel where you did the walkthroughs and whatnot, and they actually had a saw there. And we were firing blanks inside one of the motor kit. Alucard, Battle Dwarf, what yeast did you use?
Lalvin 47. And I've been using that for 15 years now. I've been making mead.
There you go. USMC General Smedley Butler, 2 Medals of Honor, Marine Beret Medal, wrote book War is a Racket.
Yes. Yep.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, and you should read that book.
Yes.
Yep. Donation on that one. Right. So
thank you.
Here you go, Mungo.
We're not.
But you know, she's 78. So I'm a real.
That's just right. The way it is. Then when she got her strength back, you went and got her a cheeseburger.
Oh yeah.
She wanted a fucking cheeseburger.
And exactly mom gets, what she said.
Mom gets what. I think they are trying to rebuild Babylon. Look at the book to see what happened there. Babylon is the city. So, not sure if we do. Where's it at? Where's it at? Oh, yep, we do got it. Thank you. Justin, holy fucking smoking Joe Frazier threw in $100 goddamn, one Benjamin on the
nasty grams for, you know, copyright infringement stuff.
Yeah, they working on that.
Oh, don't know what you're talking about. That's fine. Thank you.
Oh, goody. I don't know.
We're not worthy.
Thank you so much, man.
Another $5. This one's for you, Steve. Battle Dwarf, do you wash
recipe? I got it from an archaeology magazine from 1982 where they found a mead recipe written down in Norway. And nice. That's where I got my mead recipe. And it called for 4 parts water, 1 part honey. And what they would do is set it out in huge copper
kettles. All right, let's see here. It's like all caught up on the YouTube chats. There we rumble here. Let me take a look here. One over on Rumble. LB Weaver with $3. A fan of your just lost his mother. Quick refresh on Odyssey here. And we'll jump over to MGTOW.TV again. Again, guys, the best chat on the internet. If the conversation is boring,
more, you're going to see more of that. Because if you can't get justice in the courts, we're starting to see.
Yeah. And it's not going to be good for those that are.
I'm just getting the hell out of the way.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see here.
Working.
Yeah. Unless he was working
with what kind of work was he doing?
That's my question. You can't just throw that out unwashed.
Pretty much.
That's when you go down on a chick. That's when you go dog.
Come on, man.
All right. So Alucard says he works in freight.
Okay.
Let's just take a quick scroll through the chat just to make sure you guys are behaving and, you know, not showing all sorts of lewd
with you when you leave, or flush it down the toilet and watch it go all the way. If you have to fight, run away first if you can. do everything in your power not to go to the ground.
You can bestow upon the masses.
Your pipe is in my eye.
That's what she...